Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under this cosmos. In this cosmos, under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement, be ye thankful, be ye happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyous in the day. I know I haven't been on here in weeks, and although I would like some more time, I'm going to start getting back into it. I have to leave again, but we'll get there when we get there. But I got to be honest with you, I've started to read the Word for myself again. For about 20 minutes a day, I actually set a timer to make sure that I get through that 20 minutes because, boy, your mind can go in so many places. And once you start to do that, once you start to really read this stuff and clear your mind and get focused on these things, it just blesses you. And when I was reading the Word and I do these teachings, the thing is I feel, and I might be totally wrong on this, but I feel there's a monotony, I think, in the things that I teach, only because there's so much more in the Word. There's so much more. It's so much deeper. And when you read it and you change your mind and you renew and renovate your mind to what the Word says, it just opens up. If you listen to Spotify, there's a place in there, I don't even know what you call it, artist or whatever. It's called Cyber Blessed. And if you want deeper teachings, those 45-minute teachings that are deeper in the Word, that's where I would go. Because it's the truth of the Word, and there's one truth. There's not many truths, there's one truth. There's not many interpretations, there's one interpretation. And we are to be workmen of the Word to find that interpretation, to read the right thing and know the truth of the Word. And there's so many things in here that talks about like the renewing and the changing of the mind. It's not praying that you stop. Let's say you steal. It's not praying that you stop stealing. It's stopping stealing because you're born again. Now you're the Son of God. Now you have the Spirit. And there's so many things in here that talk about that, the kind of stuff that you have to renew and renovate your mind towards. It's a change of life. It's a change of direction. It's a change of thought. And you put on the Word and you change your actions. You change your life again to what the Word says. And the things that are taught generally is this self-condemnation. You're not to live. There is therefore now not one condemnation towards you in this life. So if you're living in that judgmental time and in that judgment, it's not the truth of the Word, but you don't know how to live. You don't know how to walk unless you know what the Word says. You got to wrap your mind around this stuff. You got to believe it. You got to read it. You got to put it in your heart, put it in your thoughts, and you got to change your life as a result. God works with you constantly. I want to read this morning again, there's just a lot of stuff I'm thinking about, a lot of stuff. And I implore you to read and really get into this stuff. It's wonderful when you do. I was reading this morning in First John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, love not the world or this cosmos, neither the things that are in the world or in this cosmos. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, which is that sinful desire of the carnal nature, and the lust of the eyes, which is that sinful desire of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not out from the origins of the Father, but it is of the world. It is out from the origins of the world. Lately, I don't know what's going on, but I find myself just almost obsessed with my phone, and I don't really get it. But I'm starting to notice it. It's like, it's weird. It's like I get up in the morning. It's like the first thing I go to. I find that my thoughts, I can't even, like, I need some stimulation all the time. I guarantee when I read this stuff, this is why this hits me. Love not the world, neither the things in the world, not the sinful desire of the carnal nature, not the lust or the sinful desire of the eyes, because the love of this world is not out from the Father. It's not out from God. Verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Have you asked God what to do? Have you asked God what to direct or how to direct you? I mean, I read this stuff and it's like, you know, love not the world. And it's so easy for me to understand this because we live it. I'm around believers. I'm around people of like mind. I've heard the truth of the word for a long time. You have got to know what the truth is. You got to live that truth. And when it says love not the world, it's that love that spawns from veneration. It's not just a spontaneous love. It's not God's love. But if you don't know the difference between what agapeo means, I mean, if you don't know these things, you can't live. Truly live. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to verse 2 of chapter 3, it says, beloved, now are we the sons of the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man, everyone that has this hope, this expectation of future good in him, in Christ Jesus, purifieth himself even as he is pure. Having the hope, the expectation of future good that Jesus Christ is coming back, believing in the name of Jesus Christ, that is what purifies your life and purifies your soul, because you have access to the Spirit. You have access to the Holy Spirit. You are a son of God the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, washed clean. And nothing you can do in this life can change that. But do you believe it? Do you know that you know that you know that nothing you can do, you cannot commit, you can't do anything that will move you out of who you are? Do you know that? Or are you condemning yourself constantly? Do you know you're a son of God made with all power? Do you know you sit on the right hand of God? Not kind of. Do you believe it? Do you have a firm reliance on this stuff? Do you believe the word? Or do you just hear it and think about it and move on? You got to choose. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for the last couple of weeks, I ask for continual guidance with everything that's going on. I pray for the big decisions that are coming up, that you continually guide us in those. And I thank you for those. I thank you for the family that you've given me and the things that you've given me. And I'm just very, very grateful for all of it. I thank you for yesterday and that enormous rainbow. That was fantastic. And I'm just very, very blessed. I thank you for a great day today. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.